Best 5 minutes of the day, as we are a minute late today, coming up on 14 before 6 o'clock and 54 degrees. Boy, it's hard to keep the trains running on time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
So I asked you off air, flavored coffee today, and you never have flavored coffee, or what?
You know, so when I drink coffee at home, I typically almost... My go-to is the Jamaican Blue Mountain blend from Cameron's Coffee, and that's what I have almost every morning. And then when I get to work, I will sometimes have Highlander Grog.
Yeah.
And probably most of the time, that's what I'll drink when I'm there.
That's what I made.
I like flavored coffee, yeah.
I made Highlander Grog at our house this morning, so there you go.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite flavored coffees.
Today our question, I posted it on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group last night, has to do with, we want to do Teacher Appreciation Tuesday today. And so, you know, I'm not limiting it to this school year. It'd be nice. I mean, you know, teachers work hard. I think we can collectively agree they're underpaid and they're overly harassed. And so I think that maybe we should recognize them. And so we did throw it out. And, you know, I think I saw that there were some comments, but probably not as many as I would have hoped. And we hope to continue that in the next 3.5 hours. Obviously, you're not in school, but you have been a lot. So any teacher appreciation you'd like to express?
You know, I had a lot of great teachers, but I just want to thank Mrs. K and Mr. Dasher, who are both music teachers at Memorial. And this is a big week for them. We had the band Pops concert last night, and Mr. Dasher was there in his tuxedo with tails, and then at the end they did a Star Trek number, so he put on a Star Trek shirt. It was wonderful. And then later this week is the Choir Pops concert, and so I just would thank them for their tireless work that they do.
That's very well said. And on that front, I am not as well acquainted with my I've got two kids in high school as well, but not as well acquainted with their teachers per se, but just in a general sense, thank you to the teachers who work hard and are dedicated, committed to that. And I'm just going to even say this. I know so often in conservative and Christian radio, it's almost like teachers are a punching bag. And so I just want to express my appreciation for their hard work, their dedication, and for being so often kind of the center of criticism. So,
yeah, for sure. Yep, I would echo that as well.
All right. With that having been said, I was pondering some yesterday the idea of, we read a bunch of verses to close out James 4 yesterday, but I'm like, didn't we read about that life is a mist, is a vapor? Was that in there?
I don't know if we did or not, maybe.
Because, well, you read the scripture, and then, not that I'm not listening, but I'm also getting ready to read the devotional commentary, but I was just... pondering that is
verse 14. Yeah,
I don't know. That's just something that it's just kind of amazing. I do the birthdays every day, and you see people with these. You go, what? That person that I knew when she was in college has a son who just graduated from college. Like, what happened? I blinked.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the years continue to march on, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean that is, you know, a lot of the work that I do is with older people. You know, I do a lot of dementia evaluations, and I suspect if we would have this conversation with many of them, they would echo that statement as well, that how did I get to be 90, you know, and that sort of thing. So
I wanted to ask you that this morning.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, this whole 5 minutes thing, we've got to talk to people about that. I mean, I want to do the best hour of the day. But, I mean, it is, seriously, today I tried to take a multivitamin, and I couldn't remember if I'd taken it already. I mean, what is it with the short-term memory and aging?
Yeah, you know, so our memory certainly becomes less efficient as we get older. It's usually about 30 or 35 where we're firing best. And it just kind of continues to trickle down from there. And, you know, some of that is fairly typical. Did I do that or not? And, for those who have dementia or medical conditions, it becomes much more frequent and interfering with their day-to-day lives. And so,
Well, it's just Yeah, so to me, I'm like, I kind of erred on the side, like, well, I can't remember for sure. I mean, it just kind of, when you get into routines and habits, you kind of disregard, you know? And so it's not, I'm like, all right, I'll either have two multivitamins in me or zero today, so I'm going to go with two, potentially.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
All right, we don't have time for the scripture. But
that's fine.
Good talking.
Enjoy the chat.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Teacher Appreciation Tuesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We would absolutely love to hear a shout out for a teacher that has meant a lot to you. It could be a teacher that means a lot to your child if they're too young to give it in their own words. But 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 on this Teacher Appreciation Tuesday. What's a teacher that you still remember? Say, hey, they made an impact in my life and I'm thankful for them.
What a profession. I always love it when I did mine, Henry Lippold, UW-Eau Claire, broadcast journalism teacher of the year. There have been some movies about teachers. Mr. Holland's Opus particularly comes to mind. There totally should have been a movie about this guy, his enthusiasm, his love for his craft, and he impacted so many journalists all over the country in broadcast and print. But I always love it when you do this. Who are the teachers that impacted you?
Well, and again, it's always my mom because I was homeschooled K through 12, but also, I mean, there were professors in college as well, too, that you know, you could go through. And I remember my Old Testament professor in college, too, just it was a requisite Bible minor. So I had a double minor in college, too. And there was some part of me that was saying, why do I have to have two minors? And why am I spending all this money? But Professor Chris Miller, I'm deeply indebted to him just for the way that we went through that Old Testament, and it just came alive through his teaching, his enthusiasm, his passion. He made it a point to get to know every single student in all of his classes. These were requisite classes, so they were huge, but made sure to get to know all of them by name pretty much in the first week. So I appreciate him going into my college days. But again, K through 12, my mom putting up with all of us and our shenanigans. And I've mentioned this so many times too, but there are some things where I took calculus mistake as a junior in high school and thought, hey, I can do this. And I found out I do not have a math mind. That's probably what led me into communications, but my mom hadn't taken calculus before. And so she would learn it in advance so she could teach it to me. That's how gifted my mom is. And again,
dedicated.
With all the other kids too, and being a pastor's wife and making meals and all these things too. But just a small glimpse into how my mom serves and serves and serves. I appreciate her very much.
Good lead into Mother's Day right there.
Indeed.
Well, we got three posts. I put this up in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group last night. Rose says, I'm grateful for my boss, Becca Auden. She handles a lot of stress with grace and good humor. She always has my back.
Stephanie says, I'm thankful for my children's Sunday school teachers leading them in their love for the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel says, my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Pigeot, was the best and a Christian, but sadly passed away from pancreatic cancer. So if you want to add to those in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, we'd love to read them and share them. Again, WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And also on the listener line, I've got at least one listener that we've heard from that'll take us back to music on WIB.
Yes, Mark. A teacher that had a great influence on me was a man by the name of Melvin Wedwick, who taught at Ladysmith High School. A fantastic teacher. He would work with you in the morning after school if you didn't understand it. He had the patience of a saint. He would go over it and over the problems with you until you got it right. He's one of the reasons that I decided myself to go into teaching. And he taught at Ladysmith High School. Thank you. Bye.
And that's, of course, PCD John. And again, Caleb, he was a teacher, I think, for 35 years. John, if I'm wrong on those years, but dedicated to that profession. And we're going to go back to music, but I'm just thinking even my own wife. I mean, she was trained in education, and she taught at the Eau Claire Christian High School back in the day, and at Christ Lutheran in Chippewa Falls, has been a substitute teacher, but it's such a part of what we do with 150 Starfish kids, seeing that they're educated as well as possible. And actually here in this next year, we're going to be starting a school. So that education, even on the global basis, is so important. So
we hear from Sarah from Fall Creek, and Sarah and her husband are both teachers, I believe, too. So they could give shout out to themselves.
Yeah.
But she talks about Fall Creek teachers as they rock and love having her kids in that school district. So 715-396-1670. Just take a few moments, would you, on this Teacher Appreciation Tuesday to shout out a teacher from your past or from your children's present, whatever it might be. We would just love to honor them today on the show.
Well, speaking of Blue View Greenhouse, that ties in with our Tuesday Trivia Prize this morning.
Yes, indeed. For Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show, we are giving one of you a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse right across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. It is a $46.99 value. You just have to be the first one to answer our trivia question correctly at 715-723-2555. And this, we're hoping, Halvo, we're hoping that this one is a little bit of a stumper. You never know, though.
You truly never know. We got the smartest listening audience in the world, so, you know, figured things out.
Here's the question. For a hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake, perfect for Mother's Day or any day, what's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? What is something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? 715-723-2555. You say, guys, that seems kind of ambiguous. That's the point. We're trying to find something that takes more than two guesses.
All right. Good morning. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Is it sleeping in?
Sleeping in is not sleeping in. Now, doesn't mean that doesn't happen, just not the answer we're looking for.
It certainly happens more on Saturdays and Sundays, but okay.
Oh, man, I used to sleep in way... In college, I can't believe how late I'd sleep in. Now, just as an adult, you can't do that anymore.
That's something kids like to do. Good morning.
Payday.
Payday.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Not correct, though. We're looking for.
Yeah.
What's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week?
Good morning.
Get off work early.
Probably does.
Again, not what we're looking for. So again, when we say not what we're looking for, it doesn't mean that this doesn't happen on Fridays. It's just we're looking for something specific today.
That's right. 723-2555. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Just fine. What's your guess?
Calling in sick.
Calling in sick.
More on Friday than any other. Not what we're looking for.
Oh, what's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? These are great responses.
They are. Good morning.
Going out to eat.
That is so good.
Yes.
I'm not going to even give her the wrong answer buzzer. She's too cute.
Yeah, that was great. Not what we're looking for, but you call back. All right, honey.
Good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show.
Is it going to the movies?
Going to the movies. I'm sure it does happen a lot on Fridays, but that is not.
There's some great movies out right now.
Good morning, WWIB.
Yes, hi. Is this the 13th day of the month?
Oh, that it's a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Not what we're looking for. Call back 715-723-2555, trying to give away a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
Okay, we are stumping a bit. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it more speeding tickets given out?
More speeding tickets.
These are all just great answers, and I think they all happen on Fridays.
Huh. I'd never heard which day has the most speeding tickets. That's interesting.
Good morning. But again, you're getting on to your weekend plans, get home from work. Sure.
Good thinking. Good morning.
Good morning. What about take this job and shove it? People quit.
I've heard that it's best to fire people on a Friday.
I know.
No, not what we're looking for. That's a great answer.
Thank you, Jody. All right. Good morning.
Call
WWIB.
Back.
What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
Okay. I'm thinking it's waking up more thankful and being happy.
That's a positive one.
Yeah, that's a positive one. That's not what we're looking for. Thank you. Waking up
with a better outlook overall, sure. Should do that every day.
It's always better to fire people on a Friday.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
What do you think? 715-723-2555, Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show, trying to give away a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse.
Go ahead. Good morning.
Do people eat fish on Fridays?
We were waiting for that one.
Yeah, certainly there's more fish fries than any other day of the week on Friday, but that's not the answer we're looking for.
I'm very pleased with this so far, Halvo.
Yeah, no, it's working out. It is working out. Yeah, good morning. It may actually extend to 8:15. Good morning.
It may.
Good morning.
What happens more on Friday?
I was going to guess going out to eat, but someone just guessed eating fish. So I'm going to guess, how about cleaning their car out?
Cleaning their car out after all the junk you accumulate in it during the week. Great guess, not what we're looking for.
All right, a couple more. WWIB, what happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
Grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Grocery shopping. Good guess.
Another one. Not it.
You're down to Hy-Vee today. Chick-fil-A food truck's going to be there 11 to 7.
Good morning. The Wib Wake Up Show.
I'd say traveling.
Traveling, sure.
A lot of traveling. Plans. No question. People hitting the roads does happen a lot, but not what we're looking for. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it going to the bank?
Going to the bank.
I'm sure.
Cashing those paychecks.
I'm not going to give you the wrong answer buzzer because I'm sure it does. One more, and then we're going to just push this off. Good morning. What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
Haircuts.
Man, I wish we could give you a prize.
She gets the cute prize.
I know, you do. It's not what we're looking for, but we're going to try this again. So you make sure you're listening around 8:15, all right? We're going to try it again.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot of wrong answers. Did you possibly keep track of all
those? I did.
Wow.
I did.
All right. You will recite it for us later at 8:15. All right. The Whip Wake Up Show. We had started trivia last half hour, and we continue on, Caleb.
Yes, indeed. So 715-723-2555. Our question this morning, well, first, our prize is a Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket worth $46.99. We'd love to give that to one of you in advance of Mother's Day. And our question is this: what's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? So something that happens more on Friday than any other day of the week. Here are the incorrect answers so far. Doesn't mean these don't happen on Friday, just not what we're looking for. Incorrect answers: sleeping in, payday, getting off work early, calling in sick, going out to eat, going to the movies, Friday the 13th, more speeding tickets, quitting your job, waking up with a more positive outlook, eating fish, cleaning out your car, grocery shopping, traveling, going to the bank, or getting a haircut. Something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week. None of those are the answer we're looking for. So what could it be?
Yeah, 723-2555. Why is Sherry from Bloomer won from us so often in the past? She's strategic, she's determined, and she's the early bird looking for the worm and the flowers. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're terrific. How are you?
Good.
What's your guess? Okay.
My guess is celebrating Friday because it's usually the last work day of the week for most people.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of celebrating, hey, it's Friday,
yeah.
and done with work for the week, heading into the weekend. Not what we're looking for, Sherry.
Not today,
call
Sherry.
Back. You can certainly call back and try again. Try to get somebody this Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket.
I'm so used to telling Sherry she's the winner. That was kind of weird to do. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
Is it going to the bar or partying?
You know what? Brave to say it, but not what we're looking for.
I'm sure a lot of that happens on Fridays. Good morning.
Wisconsin.
Yes. Is it using the ATM?
Using the ATM, getting your cash out for whatever other plans you have. No, not what we're looking for.
Good morning, WWIB. What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week? Sounded like they hung up. All right.
715-723-2555.
We got somebody back. Good morning, WWIB. What happens more on Friday?
People stay up later than normal? Mm-hmm.
They do. I'm not going to even give you a wrong answer, Buster.
Well, that's the thing, because a lot of these are correct in a former fashion, just not the correct answer that we want.
We've had so many. Good morning.
Okay, Mark, I'm trying again. I think they go get a car wash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah, they probably do. And then it rains probably on Saturday, right, Jody? It probably rains then.
Immediately afterwards.
So that's not it. Good morning, WWIB. What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
Stub your toe.
Aaron Rodgers, I think.
Yeah, I love the randomness of that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not stubbing your toe.
Good morning, WWIB.
People make plans.
Making plans for the weekend.
A lot of plans is made.
Sure, but not what we're looking for.
Hi, WWIB.
Hi, did somebody guess delivering babies?
No one's guessed that yet. Is that your guess?
That is my guess.
Well, it's not correct, but it is a very interesting guess, sure.
And we don't even know. We don't have that information in front of which day more.
Could be.
That would be interesting if there was something like that, like a full moon or something like that. All right, hi, WWIB. What happens more on Friday than any other day of the week?
Go to fish fries?
We actually had that guest last hour. You can have a bonus guest. Go ahead.
Okay. No, that's the only one I could think of.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Have we done that before for
trivia? Don't know.
I'm not sure
if this has happened before.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say hire a babysitter.
Hire a babysitter because you want to get out of the house.
I bet a lot of that happens on Friday, but no.
Not the answer we're looking for.
I remember my parents would go bowling on Saturday nights sometimes. We'd get a babysitter. Good morning.
Hi, is it ordering pizza?
Oh, that does sound good. I mean, probably, but just not what we're looking for this time. Where do you like to get pizza from?
My kids like Pizza Hut a lot.
Huh. Sure. Good choice.
I like
any pizza is a good choice, yeah.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John. Good morning, WWIB.
What do you think? For a Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, WWIB.
She says putting gas in your car. It's not putting gas in your car, but again, good guesses.
All right. Couple more here before we push it off to 8:45. Good morning.
Phil, putting gas in your car.
That was the guess we just had right before you.
All right. Oh, I didn't even hear it. Yeah.
You can try again if you want.
Let's go with mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
No, that's not it either.
Mine. Yeah, not mowing the lawn. Thank you.
No mow may, I'm taking part in. Good morning, WWIB.
Yeah, fill your car full of gas.
Uh-huh. No, somebody said that. That's not it. You want to guess again?
It's a very popular guess.
Okay.
You want to guess again?
No, I'm guessing not. John.
All right, two more. Hi, WWIB.
Oversleep.
Nope, that's not
oversleep. It. Oversleep. What's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? Last guess here, then we're pushing it off another 20 minutes.
Good morning.
How about heart attacks? The week was just too much.
Yeah. That's a great...
I mean, it's a good macabre guess, but...
It happens more with snow shoveling, too, right? And maybe Fridays, but that is not it. All right, we have not given any hints so far.
We have not, and it'd be nice not to, but we do need to get a winner before the end of the show. So give us 20 minutes. We'll try again.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We've tried twice before this morning and have not been able to get a winner yet in Tuesday Trivia, so let's try one last time, Caleb. 723-2555. What's the prize and what's the question?
Well, the prize is a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. They're right across from Turtleback Golf Course. A $46.99 value for this Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket. And our question is this. What's something that happens more on Fridays than any other day of the week? Something that happens more on a Friday than any other day of the week. These are the incorrect answers so far. Again, doesn't mean they don't happen on Fridays. Just not what we're looking for. It's not sleeping in. It's not payday. It's not getting off work early, calling in sick, going out to eat, going to movies. Friday the 13th. It's not getting a speeding ticket, quitting your job, waking up with a more positive outlook, eating fish, cleaning out their car, grocery shopping, traveling, going to the bank, getting a haircut, celebrating that it's Friday, going to the bar, partying, using the ATM. I know. I just love that someone was like, yeah, let's throw it out there to see what happens. People staying up too late. Someone getting a car wash. It's not stubbing your toe. It's not making plans for the weekend. It's not delivering a baby. It's not hiring a babysitter. It's not ordering pizza. It's not putting gas in your car. It's not mowing the lawn. It's not oversleeping. I feel like that one was earlier in there. And it's not having a heart attack as well, as we've kind of just come into the macabre as well.
We have not lacked for answers. Caleb, let me let you guess. Who is the first listener that you think is the first caller in the third installment of Tuesday Trivia?
I think either Sherry from Bloomer or Mr. Mathwitz from Aliva.
You got it. Sherry from Bloomer. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
What do you think,
I'm
Sherry?
I'm going to guess attending a sporting event.
Attending a sporting event.
Yeah, that's
a lot of Friday night games.
A lot of Friday night lights, right? High school football. That's not it. Good morning.
Try again, Sherry.
Hi, WWIB. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it's happy, that they're happier than any other day.
More happy.
Sure, just more people happy on Fridays. Probably true. Not what we're looking for. We're trying to make somebody happy here on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Good morning.
Well, I'll put it this way. What about going to church?
Going to church on a Friday. Not what we're looking for. Thanks for trying.
Lots of different guesses this morning. Hi.
Yes, Jumping for Joy.
Jumping for Joy.
A lot
Maybe because they hear a PCD song on WWIB on a Friday.
I know it. Yeah.
And that caused a lot of people to jump for joy. Not what we're looking for.
Good morning, WWIB.
Is it buying a car?
Is it buying a car? Not buying a car.
No.
Again, Halvo and I have discussed this off the air. At some point, we need to give you all a hint because we do want to give away this hanging basket from Blue View.
Good morning, WWIB.
Is it cleaning the house for the weekend?
No. Not cleaning the house.
But I think you should give a hint. Go ahead.
This is against the law.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do this.
Right.
This is illegal, highly.
Yeah. So it is. It's against the law. It's law breaking. What is it? So 7-2.
But this happens more on Fridays than any other day.
Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. That's our hint. That's our clue. What's
breaking
your guess?
Into a bank.
Breaking into a bank.
Bam. Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
We're going to say that's good enough because
a winner.
It's bank robbery. And
bank robberies happen more on Friday than any other day of the week.
Who is this?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry.
So
I wasn't going to guess that until you gave the clue. I was actually going to guess doing laundry.
Oh, well, you know what? This the thing is, nothing illegal about doing laundry, even though sometimes it may feel like it because of how much there is. Yes, Sherry from Bloomer, we're going to get you a Blue View greenhouse hanging basket. Man, I guess, you know what, honestly, as I delve into this a little bit, it's like, well, I could understand the motive behind, you know, payday and more people going to the bank and maybe more money there. Don't do it. But, you know, I mean, I get.
Oh, Sherry, yeah. So we kind of thought once we gave that hint, people were going to guess like speeding and stuff like that.
No, but Sherry just goes right to bank robbery. And she was right.
Good job, Sherry. Have you ever got a hanging basket or anything from Blueview Greenhouse before in Rice Lake?
I have been there before. It's beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic.
Right across from Turtleback Golf Course. It was a long journey, but we got there. Congratulations, Sherry from Bloomer. And you know what? Hang around the Wib Wake Up Show this week. There might be more opportunities to win.
I got to tell you, Caleb, I mean, nothing against if somebody from Eau Claire or Altoona would have won, but I mean, Bloomer, you're on your way to Rice Lake, right?
There you go.
So there you go.